Here's Shekhan stories we're following for you here on Robin Hood Radio. Happy St. Patrick's Day. A light covering snow out and about this morning. Taking a look at the stories we're following for you out of Litchfield, the road race will be scaled down this year with only 500 to 700 runners at maximum. That scaled-down version of the race is planned for June 13th. Instead of the green, the 7-mile race will start and finish at Plum Hill Playing Fields, where spectators will not be allowed due to COVID-19 precautions. The race will be limited to up to 700 participants, according to the organized committee. They're trying to bridge between not having a race in 2020 and having a normal race in 2022. Connecticut senior senator called on state regulators to reject rate hike proposals by Eversource. Senator Richard Blumenthal said the energy company submitted 3 rate hike proposals, saying it claimed it undercovered almost $20 million during 2020 while making over $1.2 billion in profits. He called it an increase of 34% over 2019. All 3 options would result in a 12% increase for Connecticut taxpayers. Quote, Eversource is claiming under recovery in 2020 of their costs from rate tables. The company announced $1.2 billion in profits for 2020. Of that, $457.9 million in profit came from Eversource's Connecticut Light and Power Division, end quote, that according to Blumenthal. Well, there's a new business coming to West Cornwall. Mike Carr, Adam DeMuth, and Jim Shockley have founded a spot in West Cornwall for their new enterprise, Three Guys Ski and Ride, whose motto is, quote, locally owned, lovingly tuned. The 3 are preparing for a soft opening of their full-service outdoor sports retail shop sometime in the next month. A full reception is planned for late summer. The men are transforming the interior to suit their needs, installing shelves and other display areas. They're housed in the former Utzler's Market Building, now owned by William Betts. Germantown schools are looking to hold an arts revival. COVID-19 restrictions pause school performances, concerts, and large band rehearsals. But the Germantown Central School District is looking to bring back its performing arts and music this spring. For this year's production, a variety show style of performance might be in order. Quote, last spring, schools across the state were in remote learning model. According to the superintendent, it's different for the performing arts. It's difficult to rehearse a full band or full chorus digitally because there's a lag in most video conferencing software. So the focus has shifted to mostly one-on-one work with kids on video chat, like on instrumental lessons and things like that. U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand announced her assignment as chair of the Senate Agriculture Subcommittee on Livestock, Dairy, Poultry, Local Food Systems, and Food Safety and Security. The subcommittee oversees many matters important to New York, including dairy and food safety issues. In this role, Gillibrand will push for transparency and reform in dairy pricing systems to ensure farmers are receiving a fair price for their milk. Well, after several stalled attempts, Governor Cuomo and top lawmakers in New York say a deal to legalize marijuana for adult use is closer than ever before. The governor and legislative leaders have told reporters in recent days negotiations over a marijuana legalization bill have resulted in major progress. The impasse is now as it relates to impaired driving, according to sources. Word of an impending deal comes amid recent polling showing broad support of marijuana legalization in New York. Some meetings going on in our area coming up today. Taconic Hill Central School District has their Board of Education meeting. That starts at 6:30 in North Canaan. The Boards of Selectmen and Education will present their proposed budgets to the Board of Finance at 7:30. Coming up tomorrow, the Board of Finance has a Zoom meeting in Cornwall. In Sheffield, the Planning Board meets tomorrow at 7 p.m. Town of Northeast Zoning Board of Appeals has a meeting at the annex of the Northeast Millerton Library. That is on Thursday at 7:30. Hotchkiss teacher selects Reaganland for a book course. Keith Moon, teacher of Russian history and English at Hotchkiss School, has selected Rick Perlstein's Reaganland for his annual Noble Horizons book course beginning this Friday from 1 to 2. The free class will meet weekly from 1 to 2 Fridays through May 14th. Register at noblehorizons.org for that Zoom link. Pre-orders are due for the South of the Border Takeout on March 19th. South of the Border Takeout is a benefit dinner hosted by the UCC Faith Information Formation Committee for the Church School Giving Up Projects. Pre-order only. Pick up at the Parish House March 27th. Orders are due on the 19th between 5 and 7 p.m. More information 860-672-6840 or office at uccincornwall.org. Maple Sugaring in Connecticut, a sweet evolution is happening Friday, a Zoom presentation from 6 to 7 online from the Sharon Audubon Center. The program fee is $10 per person, $15 per family. Pre-registration is required. You can contact sharon.audubon.org to register. It's presented in partnership by Sharon Audubon Center, Audubon, Vermont, the Institute for American Indian Studies, Museum and Research Center, Sharon Historical Society and Museum, and Maple Syrup Producers Association of Connecticut. Storytime with Youth Services Associate Tia happens on Zoom Saturday mornings from 10:30 at the Roloff Jansen Community Library. More information on how you can sign up at 518-325-4101 or rojanlibrary.org. All for One food distribution is happening on Saturday, March 20th. From 1 till 3 at the Dover Town Hall, co-sponsored by the Dutchess County Commission on Human Rights, Dutchess Interfaith, Mid-Hudson Islamic Association. More information is available at townclerkdoverny.us. D.M. Hunt Library has a Zoom event, Eagles in Connecticut, with Ginny Apple, Master Wildlife Conservationist. It'll happen Saturday at 2 p.m. via Zoom. Register at huntlibrary.org. or on their Facebook page. On Saturday from 4 till 5, there's an author talk in Cornwall via Zoom. Janice Imura and Franny Telefiero. Check with the Cornwall website for more information. Lakeville Host Company Ladies Auxiliary Corned Beef Dinner happening March 20th, 5 till 7:30 at the Lakeville Firehouse. Takeout only. Reservations are available. 860-833-0505. $17 for adults. Seniors, $14. Children under 10, $11. The Hayward Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington, in conjunction with the Metropolitan Opera, presenting a free virtual screening lecture featuring Scott Everly via Zoom on Sunday at 5:30. More details, mahawi.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 32,825.95, the NASDAQ at 13,471.57, and the S&P 500 at 3962.71. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.